permeating so much yogic thought are the principles and philosophy of Tantra. Tantra sees life as, again, the dance of awareness, that pure light of awareness, that essential field at the heart of existence is dancing as the universe, dancing as the play of creation. And as it dances as the masculine and the feminine. From the tantric viewpoint, the goal of life is the full awakening of the masculine and the feminine and their integration, the complete return to oneness. So, on an individual level, every human being from this tantric yogic viewpoint is seeking to awaken and fully develop their masculine and feminine energies and integrate them. The contemporary view of neuroscience would see this as the full development of the brain, the full development of the left hemisphere, which we associate with the masculine, and the right hemisphere, which we associate with the feminine. So when they are fully developed, awakening their full potentiality and functioning as an integrated whole, we say whole brain functioning, then the highest level of this whole brain functioning would equate with the tantric vision of the fully developed human being. From the yogic physiology viewpoint, the feminine energy is considered to flow energetically through the primary energy channel we call Ida. That starts at the root chakra, Muladhara, and crisscrossing each of the other energy centers, it meets its consort, you could say, the Pingala, which is the masculine energy channel, the primary masculine energy channel. It also starts at Muladhara and crisscrossing Ida. They come together in the Ajna chakra in the center of the head, and it's usually considered that the full awakening of awareness correlates with their merging in Sahasra, the thousand-petal lotus. So, this dance of the masculine and the feminine is one that we want to be aware of. So many human beings through history have used this framework to understand life. In China, most of us would have heard of yin and yang that permeates in Chinese philosophy and medicine. And yin and yang are always dancing, they're always seeking balance. So, in the yogic philosophies, you'll hear the masculine and the feminine referred to in different ways. Shiva, Shakti, Purusha, Prakriti. There are many descriptions of the masculine and the feminine. But from the viewpoint of yoga and tantra, the full awakening of our feminine and masculine potentialities and their complete integration represents the enlightened state, the most fully developed state that human beings can enjoy. Now, the masculine is expressed in focus, purpose, direction, structure. And so wherever we experience any of these qualities, systems, order, the masculine is very present. The feminine, it's very much expressed in spontaneity, creativity, discovery, it's receptive, it's flowing. So the masculine expresses very strongly in the intellect and, of course, in focused action in the world, very focused action. And the feminine expresses more in feeling, in being and feeling, and in receiving, in adapting, in flowing. So wherever there's flow, wherever there's spontaneity, creativity, wherever there's intuition, feeling, the feminine is very present. So in each of us, the masculine and feminine are present. And in our life, to fully develop, we need to awaken the potentialities of each and balance them in the most integrated way. We can talk about the masculine energy being either in balance or out of balance, as well as the feminine being in balance or out of balance. And we can have too much of either of them or too little. So if we get over-focused, too serious, too locked into things, of course the masculine, there's just too much masculine energy. We get stuck in the head. If there's too little, then there's no direction, there's no order, no organization. And we see the result of that. If there's too much feminine, if there's excessive feminine, then we're too all over the place. We're too adaptable. We'll lose ourselves. We'll be disorganized. When there's too little feminine, of course, life is much harder because the feminine softens everything, brings beauty and grace. So this gives us a little idea of how the masculine and the feminine operate in the yoga world. And I invite you to reflect in your life how the masculine and the feminine are present in different areas. When it comes to relationship, the masculine and the feminine are always interacting. And you may find that the masculine may be more engaged, more active, more developed in your workplace. If you're a woman in relationship with a guy and you really aren't happy, then you can be sure that there's a lack of effective balancing of the two energies, and it's the same for a guy. So there are many ways that we can use the knowledge of the masculine and the feminine in practical ways to help us in our life bring balance, bring happiness and health. Namaste.